Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Steve Jennings of Grass Horse Character Animation Studio in Winfield about progress on a television project called Puppet Justice. This is part one of a two-part interview.
To kind of refresh, if you want to tell me what the sort of synopsis of
sure.
Puppet Justice is.
The pitch we set for Puppet Justice is it's Judge Judy meets the Muppets for a Saturday Night Live audience. So it's not that the judge is Judge Judy, and it's not the actual Muppets in the show, and it's not actually going to be on Saturday Night Live, but that's how we say this is how you want to frame the project in your mind. Our other slogan is, it's your last resort for justice is puppet justice. So if you went to all the other shows and you were so terrible that you wouldn't be on any of those shows, we're the last one that would actually say, okay, come on our show. So it's meant to be like very, I don't want to say controversial subject matter, but it's like what you would see on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit on the edgy side, but not so edgy that it's, you know, internet. But yeah, I think the whole design of the space is meant to make like an Alice in Wonderland type of feel. So it's a little bit disorienting, and so it feels more cartoonish than it actually is. So that all the lines are going in, you know, non-square ways. That makes sense. Nothing is really square. It's all kind of at angles, and you know, perspective changes based off of when you're where you're at in the space.
Will it be all puppets in the show, no humans?
No, it's a mixture of the humans are the plaintiff and defendant, right? So plaintiffs and defendants will be regular people and sometimes puppet or animated characters. The characters in the gallery, what we call it the peanut gallery, they are digitally puppeted, and that digital movement is applied to a three-dimensional character, and there's 2D animation on that three-dimensional character, okay? So it's a hybrid aesthetic. It's got a lot of things going on for that look. Same thing for the judge, except for the judge is going to be is entirely going to be a 3D character. And so we will puppeteer a object that we can track, and then we will apply that to the digital puppet for the show.
Well, I might not track with all that you explained, but it's essentially, I mean, it's a combination of puppetry, of real life puppetry, and animation.
Right.
Would you say that you've finished the set here?
We are very, 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 very close. Like, if we had to shoot today, it would not kill me if we did. We would, you know, we have to light things up and everything. But there's little touch ups here and there, but we can't go so. It'll be an iterative process. We'll shoot something, see if it works. If it doesn't, we'll change it and then keep on improving it. But I'm really happy with where we're at, and I plan to start shooting maybe in a month, 2 months, very, very short pieces that are about 1 minute long. And the idea is that I want to make sure that the audience likes 1 minute of it before we go through and do a whole pilot. So I'll be sharing those on the Puppet Justice and Grass Horse YouTube pages and Instagram pages.
Okay. How does the team look of how many people that have been working on this?
Right now, it's primarily myself, but Chris Graber out of Wayland has been doing a lot of the painting as well. And so she's been helping a lot with the painting. And I believe even Becca Eigner did a little bit of 2D animation on one of the characters that we're going to be animating first off.
As far as the talent involved, how many, you know, voice actors are you thinking of putting here? Or have you kind of started thinking about as far as who will be acting as humans or puppets themselves?
Right now, that's still kind of in development. I've been doing most of the voices myself as a first pass. I don't know if I'll end up doing those voices in the end. I'll probably be doing Judge Gavel's voice. And there's another character named Canis Joplin, who's a Janis Joplin impersonator. I'll probably be doing Canis's voice. But other than those two, I don't know how many I'll do. We will probably, you know, put out for auditions when we're ready to go to the next level. And I don't know. It's very exciting. I'm trying to, you know, keep up with everything going on. So there's a lot of things happening.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Steve Jennings of Grass Horse Character Animation Studio in Winfield about progress on a television project called Puppet Justice. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.